It is one of our season review shows, but our season review shows have also become reaction shows to the news that Arne Slot has been relieved of his responsibilities in terms of being manager of the Liverpool Football Club. And as it stands, at least, Andoni Iraola looks as though the likeliest person to come in. All of these shows that we've done, they've been planned in advance. So I've got Lola Cata-Roberts, I've got Stievo, and I've got Adam Smith to work through effectively the season, their perceptions of it. But obviously, everything is overtaken by events. So we'll start off with Lola, then we'll go on to Steve, then we'll go on to Adam. But obviously, we'll be talking in between as people give their view. So Lola, I'll start with you. Firstly, your reflections on 25-26. Secondly, your views on the manager leaving the club. And thirdly, what does Liverpool need to do next?
Big questions to start the show with. Reflections on 25-26. I've been watching Liverpool for 20 years. It was my 20th season. I mean, I'm 27 years old, but I came to consciousness in 06-07. And even in the Brett Nadir of the Brendan Rodgers era, even with Roy Hodgson, maybe because I was a child, I naively still had quite a lot of optimism around what the future could look like. And also expectations were just lower because we hadn't just won the league. I cannot recall in my time supporting Liverpool a season in which quite so many rakes have been lurking around every corner and Liverpool have stepped on quite so many rakes throughout a season. And in our group chat, you know, we've literally pinned the messages throughout the season. The number of late daggers, you know, when the news, some of us have been in the ground, some of us have been watching on the TV, when the news filters through, I think the Fulham one, some of us were there and others were watching. And as the news filters through about Harrison Reed's goal, but there were so many moments like that. And normally in a season, you have a couple, but this season, it's just absolutely been full of it. So as soon as the final whistle blew on Sunday, my immediate reaction was relief that it was over.